ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Baruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Be'ezus Hashem be a Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis. And we're going to start with the Gemara, the bottom line of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abrines Hashana B'Shnei Re'ovein. The halacha is that you're not Ma'abr the Shana to have two Adars in a year of hunger. And Rashi explains, because if we add an extra Adar, so the Isra of Chadash is going to be added to for another month, and it's going to be difficult for the people to have another month before they can start eating the new Tevua. That's one halacha. Another halacha is brought down later on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abr Nesashana Loi B'Shvias V'Loi B'Maitzai Shvias. You don't make a Shana Mu'beres, not in the year of Shemitah, and not in the year following Shemitah. And Rashi explains that in Shemitah, it's because we don't want to add another month to a year where there's an Isser of Avodah Sakarka. And B'Maitzai Shvias is because, being that the old Tvua is not so available, because it's the year after Shvias, so we don't want to extend the time that there's an Isser of Chadash. In regards to the Isra of being Ma'abr B'Shvias, the Rambam has a different explanation. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet Halacha Tezvav, explains, because during Shvias, Yad HaKol Sheletes Al HaSvichin, everybody can go ahead and take the Tvua because it's Hefker. And therefore we're Chayshish that there won't be Tvua available for the Karban Omer and the Shtei HaLechem if we extend the time. Now, this Halacha of Ein Ma'abr Nesashana B'Shnei Re'ovein, Al Pi Pashtos, is true regardless of the reasoning why we would be Ma'abr Nesashana. And if you look in Rashi and in Tosfos in the sugya over there, it's clear that they're talking about a case where we would Be'etzem be Ma'abr Nesashana because of the Aviv, because the Tkufa of the Aviv did not arrive yet. Like the reasoning that's brought down in the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Aleph from Abayz, that Ben Pnei HaTkufa and Mipnei Aviv, and Mipnei Preiros Ilan, we may be Ma'abr the Shana. And specifically on that, the Gemara is saying that Ein Ma'abr Nesashana B'Shnei Re'ovein. Kach Mavur Barashi, Divrei HaMaschol, Emar Me'ata Ru'uya Haisa Aisa Shana L'Sa'aber, and Taisvis B'Divrei HaMaschol, Ru'uya Haisa Aisa Shana Shetus'aber. And Al Pipashtus Avadeh, if there's another reason why we'd be Ma'abr the Shana, like the Gemara earlier on the Fir Aleph Amar Aleph, which says we can Ma'abr the Shana Mipnei Atzairach, of the drachim and the gsharim, which are not ready for the Yidden to be oile regal, there also, if it's shnei re'avain, we would not be ma'abr es hashana. So too, the halach of ein ma'abr es hashana b'shvias, al pi pashtos, is true regardless of the reasoning why we would be ma'abr es hashana. The svara not to be ma'abr the shana b'shvias, either because of Rashi's pshat, or because of the Rambam's pshat, applies regardless why we would technically be ma'abr es hashana. However, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam differentiates between the different reasonings why we would be Ma'abr the Shana. And the Rambam says, yearly, Shezeh She'amr Chachamim Ein Ma'abrin B'Shnas Re'ovein U'B'Shvias She'layavru Behem B'Pnei Tzair Chadrachim V'Gsharim V'Chayetzi Behem. Those halachas of Ein Ma'abrin B'Shnas Re'ovein or B'Shvias is only true if the reason why we would be Ma'abr the Shana is because of the tzairich of the drachim and the gsharim. Avalim haisa shana ru'uya lehisaber mipnei ha'tkufa ay mipnei ha'aviv u'perisi ilan. But if the reasoning why we would be ma'abr the shana is because of the other svaris, because it's not the tkufa of the aviv yet, or because of aviv and perisi ilan, where the tvu and the peris are not yet ripe, there ma'abrin la'aylam b'chol zman, the halacha is that we would be ma'abr the shana, even if it is shnei ra'avain or shvias. That's the chiddush that the Rambam says min hasvara, and he doesn't explain why this is true. So the Brisker Rav in Kuntres Kiddush HaChodesh, he is masber the svara of the Rambam, and the Yisayda Machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi and Taisvis, ba'ofen nifla. Zog the Brisker Rav, because be'emes, we mentioned earlier in the Shir on Daf Yud Aleph, that there is a fundamental Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam, how to understand the Iker Din of being Ma'abr the Shana, Mipnei HaTkufa, U'Mipnei HaAviv, U'Mipnei Peres Ilan. Rashi understands that these are three separate reasons. Mipnei HaTkufa is because either the Yontif of Pesach won't come out in the Tkufa of Aviv, or because Sukkis won't come out in the Tkufa of Tishrei. Aviv is a Svara because the Tvua will not be ripe for Chag HaPesach, and Peres Ilan is a Svara because the Peres will not be ripe in order to bring Bikurim by Chag HaShavuos. These are three separate reasons, and there are three separate Tzrachim why we would need to be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah. Rashi Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph discusses the Gemara that says that maybe we would be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah to add another day on the Chaydash Mipnei HaTzairich, just like we add another Chaydash, another Adar, by Ibra Hashanah Mipnei HaTzairich. Rashi explains, where do we find the Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah Mipnei HaTzairich? That's when we're Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah Mipnei HaTkufa U'mipnei Aviv U'mipnei Peres Ilan. That means Rashi understands that these three inyanim are tzrachim why we would need to be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah. In order to facilitate these three needs of Klal Yisrael, that warrants Bezdin to go ahead and be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah. Other tzrachim that we can Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah on account of them are the tzrachim brought down in Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, Mipnei Adrachim, U'mipnei Agsharim, etc. And in fact, on the Brice on Daf Yud Aleph from an Aleph, which says, Tysus asks, why does the Brisa skip out also the Tzrachim of Tkufa, Aviv, and Peres Ilan? That shows us that Tysus also understands, like Rashi understands, that these are all just different Mashalim of Tzrachim, why Klal Yisrael's needs would warrant that Bezdin should be Ma'abra Es Hashanah. That's the Shitas of Rashi and Tysus. However, the Rambam understands it very differently, like the Brisker Rav over there is Mayrich to explain in Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh. Because the Rambam holds that the Inyan to be Ma'abra the Shana on account of Tkufa, Aviv, and Peres Ha'ilan, that's one din. And the Inyan to be Ma'abra the Shana because of the Tzrachim of Drachim and Gsharim, that's a totally separate din. The Inyan of being Ma'abra the Shana, Mepnei Tkufa, Mepnei Aviv, Mepnei Peres Ha'ilan, is not because of the tzairich for Klal Yisrael, but rather it's exeris a kasav that's learned from the pasuk of Shemar es Chaydish Aviv, which teaches us, Kleshein HaRambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChaydish, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, Shashanim She'anu Mechashvim, Heim Shnei HaChama, that the years have to work according to the solar year. So there's exeris a kasav that the years have to be Shnei HaChama, and in order to facilitate that, we check the Tkufa, we check the Aviv, and we check the Peres Ilan. All those three things are Simanim, Kalashan HaRambam, that the Zmana Aviv is or isn't here. And based on those Simanim, we make sure that the year is Be'emes, a solar year. Tkufa means that based on the Mahalach of the sun, we see that it's not yet the season of Tkufas HaAviv. Aviv means that based on the fact that the Tvua is not yet ripe, so we see it's not yet the Zmana Aviv. It's a Simon, like the Rambam explains in Perek Dalet. And Peres Ha'ilan is also a reference to the fruit that should have been ripe at the time of Pesach, and if they're not yet ripe, that's also a Simon that it's not the Zman Aviv. So these three inyanim of Tkufa, Aviv, and Peres Ha'ilan are not Tzrachim, but rather they are Simonim to make sure that Be'emes, the years by Klal Yisrael, are Shneis Hachama. However, the din of Drachim and Gsharim, that's a separate din. That's Be'emes HaAlacha, that because of the Tzrachim of Klal Yisrael, so that they should be able to be Oyle Regel, or any of the other Tzrachim brought down in that Braise, that Bezdin has a right to be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah in order to facilitate the needs and the Tzrachim of Klal Yisrael. And this is explained clearly in the Rambam in the beginning of Parakei in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Lashon of the Rambam is, Ibra Hashanah, Mipnei Hazman, Oy Mipnei HaTzairich. So the Rambam clearly explains to us that there are two totally separate reasons why we'd be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah. Either Mipnei Hazman, which is the Braisa and the Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis of Tkufa, Aviv, and Peres Ilan, Oy Mipnei HaTzairich, which is the Braisa and Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, which is Mipnei HaDrachim, Mipnei HaGsharim, etc. According to this Zakhti Brisker Rav, Tysus' question is a Vada, not a question. The Brice on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph is specifically talking about Ibra Hashanah, which is done Mipnei HaTzairich, which is why the Brice only speaks about the different Tzrachim, which may cause Bezdin to be Ma'abra Rosh Hashanah. But the Inyanim of Aviv, Peres Ha'ilan, and Tkufa, which are brought down in the Brice on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Be'emes have no Mukim in that Brice at all, because that's a separate din in order to be Mekayim the Pasuk of Shemar Es Chaydesh HaAviv. based on this machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, we can very well understand, Zakta Biskarov, the machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam in our sugya. When it comes to the halacha that the Braisa says, Eim Avnis Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avayn, which is so that it shouldn't be too difficult for Klal Yisrael to last with another chaydish of the Isser Chadash, that svara is a svara which works against the tzairich. Anytime we have a tzairich to be ma'abras Hashanah, kenega the tzairich to be ma'abras Hashanah, we have a tzairich not to be ma'abras Hashanah, so that the Isser Chadash should not be extended. So too, the din of Eim Avnis Hashanah B'Shana Shvius, that's also because it's difficult for Klal Yisrael, either according to Rashi's pshat because of Avodas Hakarka, or because of the Rambam's pshat because of the fact that we won't find Tvua to bring the Karbanis of Karban Omer V'Shtei Alechem. These are problems that Klal Yisrael would have if we're Ma'abar Hashanah. They also work keneged the Tzairich to be Ma'abar Hashanah. If Mitzad Echad we have a Tzairich for Klal Yisrael to be Ma'abar Hashanah, keneged that we have a Tzairich not to be Ma'abar Hashanah for these two reasons. Now, according to Rashi, that applies by any of the reasons why we would be Ma'abras Hashanah. Because bein the reasons of B'pnei Adrachim and B'pnei Aksharim, and bein the reasons B'pnei Aviv, U'peris Ilan V'atkufa, those are just all different Mishalim of Tzrachim that Klal Yisrael may have, which would make us be Ma'abras Hashanah. Kenega that, B'shnei Ra'avayn and B'shvias, we have reasons not to be Ma'abras Hashanah, so we won't be Ma'abras Hashanah. But the Rambam L'shitah said that he's machalik, and he says that specifically mipnei adrachim mipnei aksharim, that's an inyan of a tzairich. But the inyan of tkufa, aviv, and peris ilan is in order to be makayim the pasuk of shmaras chedesh aviv. So according to him, davke, if we would be ma'abras hashanah mipnei hadrachim mipnei aksharim, which is a tzairich, so keneged that we say that b'shnei ra'avayn or b'shvias, there's no tzairich to be ma'abras Hashanah, adrabba, there's a tzairich not to be ma'abras Hashanah because it's bad for Klal Yisrael. But in a case where we would be ma'abras Hashanah, mipnei ha'aviv, u'mipnei ha'peris ha'ilon, u'mipnei ha'tkufa, which is not mitzad tzairich, but it's mitzad gzeiras ha'kosov of shmaras chaydash ha'aviv, so the fact that that might make life difficult for Klal Yisrael, b'shnei ra'avayn, or b'shvias, that doesn't take away from the ikar tam to be ma'abras Hashanah of shmaras chaydash ha'aviv. So therefore, we will be Ma'abras Hashanah, even though it may be difficult. Davka b'makom where the Iker Tam is a Tzairich, so a counter Tzairich will tell us not to be Ma'abras Hashanah. But if the Iker Tam is Mitzad Gzeiras HaKosov of Shmaras Chedesh Aviv, the fact that it may be a Tzairich not to, would not be Mavatal the Iker Gzeiras HaKosov of Shmaras Chedesh Aviv, and we would be Ma'abras Hashanah for that reason, even B'Shnei Ra'avayn or B'Shvias. That's the beautiful pshat of the Biskarov to be Masber, the Tam of the Rambam to be Mechalik, and the Bira Machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos Lishitasam. Now, in the Rambam is printed a Hasaga on this Halacha from the Rama. Frek the Rama, how could the Rambam say that this Halacha, that we're not Ma'abrit Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avayn, is only if the original reason to be Ma'abrit would be Mipnei Aksharim, Mipnei Adrachim, and not Mipnei Ha'aviv? L'chaira, the Gemara is Mavur, not like that. Because the Gemara brings a Maisa to illustrate this Nakuda, that in the times of Elisha, there was a time of hunger. V'ish ba mi Baal Shalisha, a person came from a place called Baal Shalisha, and he brought to Elisha, lechem bikurim esrim lechem sa'irim. And the Gemara is Masbir, that we're talking about after the Karban Omer was brought. So obviously, Elisha was not Ma'abra the Shana, because had he been Ma'abra as a Shana, and the Omer would have been brought later, then definitely more Tvua would have been available. And the Gemara says, Be'emes, Ru'uya ha'isa ha'isa Shana shetis aber. Be'emes, Elisha should have been Ma'abra as a Shana. U'mipnei ma'al la'ibra, why was Elisha not Ma'abra the Shana? Shashnas b'tzairis ha'isa. Because it was a year of hunger, and this shows us this halacha, that in a year of hunger, we don't want to extend the Isra Chadash, and we're not Ma'abra as a Shana. Now, how do we know that Be'emes Haisa Haisa Shana Re'uya Shetes Haber? So Rashi and Tosfos are both Masbir, because we see that Reiv of the Tfuah is not yet ripe, only some Sa'irim. And if Reiv of the Tfuah is not yet ripe, that's the time of Aviv, which tells us to be Ma'abra Es Hashana. Now, even though Be'emes, the Gemara earlier on the Fid Aleph Amud Beis says that for one time, for the time of Aviv alone, we would not be Ma'abra Es Hashana, Tosfos explains that not only was the time of Aviv in place, the time of Peres Ilan was also in place. Hayyotze, that we had the time of Aviv and Paris the Elon, and we should have been Ma'aber as Hashanah, but we weren't because of the fact that it was Shnei Re'ovin. Tainit the Ramah, so you see clearly not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that any time we should be Ma'aber as Hashanah because of the time of Aviv and Paris the Elon, there were Ma'aber as Hashanah even b'Shnei Re'ovin. The Svarah of Shnei Re'ovin only works connect the time of Drachim and Gsharim. But if the time is a time of Aviv, which shows us that the Zman of Aviv did not yet arrive, there were Ma'aber as Hashanah l'dasa Rambam, even b'Shnas Re'ovin. And in this Gemara, you see Farkert, because the Gemara shows in the time of Elisha, really they should have been Ma'aber as Hashanah, and like Rashi and Taisus are Masber, that there was an account of the Aviv and Paris Elon, and still he was not Ma'aber as Hashanah because of the fact that it was a Shnas Re'ovin. Azoy frekt the Ramah on the Rambam. Now, the Kesef Mishnah brings down an answer, B'Shem HaRav Rab Aaron Bar Meshulam. And he says that Be'emes, like Taisus asks, all you see is that the time of Aviv was in place. And we know that the time of Aviv alone is not a reason to be Ma'aber as Hashanah. So Taisus answers, like we said earlier, that just like the Tevuah is not ready, so too the Paris Elam were not ready. But it's not Mefurish like that in the Gemara. So Rab Aaron Bar Meshulam says that no, the Rambam understood that really the only time that was there was Aviv, and not Paris Elon. Just the Rambam understood that if the Tevuah was not yet ready, so obviously the Gdiyim and the Tlayim, the different sheep, were still Rachim Vedakim. Now the Gemara says earlier on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that any time the Gdiyim and the Tlayim are young and not ready to be used as a carbon, that itself is not a reason to be Ma'aber as Hashanah. Aval oisun oisun sa'ad l'shana. What does that mean? So Rashi is masber earlier on Dafir Aleph Amud Aleph that means that Betziruf, one of the other tamim, we can add this as a second tam, and now we will be Ma'aber as Hashanah. Which means that if we have the tam of Aviv alone, which is not enough to be Ma'aber as Hashanah, and then on top of that we also have the tam of the Gdiyan and the Tlaim being Dakin Varachim, together those two reasons will be mitzaref with each other and we will be Ma'aber as Hashanah. That's how the Rambam understood. Now, when the Rambam says that if we're Ma'aber as Hashanah, b'pnei Tkufa, b'pnei Avim, b'pnei Paris Elon, that we will be Ma'aber as Hashanah even b'shnei Re'ovin, that means if we have two of the main reasons, either b'pnei Aviv and Paris Elon, or the reason of Tkufa, which be'emes, that reason works on its own. But if we only have Aviv plus a small reason of Gdiyim v'Tlayim, that's daime to be being ma'aber l'shana b'pnei adrachim b'pnei aksharim, which is just a tzarech ba'alma. So too here be'emes, it's based on a tzarech ba'alma because the young sheep are not yet ready for karbanis. And therefore, we would not be ma'aber l'shana b'shnei re'ovin. Ad kan, the pirish of Rav Aaron Bar Meshulam brought down in the Kesef Mishnah. However, the emes is that this pshat is really very shver, and many achrayim are matmiya on the Kesef Mishnah b'shem Rav Aaron Bar Meshulam, because this halacha that b'pnei akdim b'pnei atloim were oisun sad la'aber es Hashanah is understood very differently in the Rambam alone than the way Rashi is masber it. Rashi is masber, like we mentioned, that we can be mitzaref that tam together with the tam of Aviv alone, and together will be ma'aber es Hashanah. However, the Rambam himself, in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, he explains that really the only reason to ever be Ma'aber as Hashanah is Mipnei Aviv and Mipnei Paris Elon together, or Mipnei Tkufa alone, or Mipnei the Tzrachim of Drachim and Gsharim. This that the Gemara says Eisen Eisen Sad just means that in an event where we are being Ma'aber as Hashanah for the right reason, Mipnei Aviv and Mipnei Paris Elon and Mipnei Tkufa, if the Siba of Gdiyim and Tlaim is also present, so Bezin will mention it as a Tesefes on this that they're Ma'aber as Hashanah, Mipnei Aviv, Mipnei Paris Elon. But in a situation where we don't have Aviv and Paris Elon or Tkufa, Gdiyim and Tlaim can never be a Siba to be Ma'aber as Hashanah. It's just a Tesefes Hezber why we are going to be Ma'aber as Hashanah in a case where we have the Ikar reasons of Aviv, Paris Elon, and Tkufa. So we're back to the question, because Al Karchach, the story by Elisha was that we had Aviv and Paris Elon, or Tkufa, and they themselves are a reason to be Ma'aber as Hashanah, but the Rambam says that in that situation, we're Ma'aber as Hashanah even b'shnei Re'ovin. So we're back to the question, why was Elisha not Ma'abras Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avayin if really the reasons of Aviv and Perasi Ilan were B'Hachrech present? So there's a beautiful teretz in the Merkavas HaMishnah. Zakti Merkavas HaMishnah, that Be'emes the Rambam understands that the only time that was present in the times of Elisha was Mipnei HaAviv, and no other time. Now, when we have the Svar of Mipnei HaAviv, so Mitzad Echad, Aviv is a simen that it's not the Zmana Aviv, Ladas HaRambam. Mitzad Sheni, if it's not the Aviv and the Tvu is not yet ripe, Be'emes, there is also an element of Tzairich to be Ma'abres Hashanah. What's that Tzairich? Because if the Tvu is not yet ripe, how are we going to bring the Karban Omer? It's going to be difficult to find Tvua for the Karban Omer. So besides for the Iker Svar of Aviv going into the Parsh of Shemaras Chodesh Aviv, any time we have the Svar of Aviv alone, that really is also a Tzairich, and that should go into the Inyan of Ma'abres Hashanah, Mipnei Drachim, Mipnei Gesharim. Just like in order for Klai Yisrael to be Eila Regel, that's enough of a Tzairich to be Ma'abres Hashanah, Aviv alone, that it's going to be difficult to find Tvua for the Karban Omer, is also a Tzairich Mitzad Atzmai to be Ma'abres Hashanah. Just what? In a case where only that Siman of Aviv is present, and not any of the other Simanim, Behechreach, really it is the Zman of Aviv, and the only reason why there is no Tvua is because we're talking about a case where it's Shnas Ra'avain, which was really the case in the times of Elisha. Anytime it's Shnas Ra'avain, we're not Ma'abres Hashanah B'Pnei HaTzairich, because connected whatever Tzairich we may have to be Ma'abres Hashanah, we have the Tzairich not to be Ma'abres Hashanah, so as not to extend the Isra of Chodesh. So it comes out essentially, Aviv alone Mitzad Atzmai should be a Tzairich to be Ma'abres Hashanah. Just when that comes Mitzad Atzmai, it is always coming in a year of Betzairis, in a year of hunger. So therefore, connected that, we have the din of Ein Ma'abres Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avayin. And that's the Svar of the Gemara. In the times of Elisha, there was no Tvua, because it was a Shnas B'Tzairis. So even though Mitzad Echad, Elisha should have been Ma'abres Hashanah Mipnei the Tzairich of the Karban Omer, he wasn't because of the counter Tzairich of Shnas Ra'avayin. So therefore it turns out that the only Tzrachim that remain are the Tzrachim like Drachim and Ksharim, which can present themselves even not B'Shnas B'Tzairis, so then we are Ma'abres Hashanah Mipnei those Tzrachim. Adkan, the Bir HaNifla of the Merkavas HaMishneh, how to explain this Gemara of Elisha, Ladas HaRambam. So to summarize, in regards to Pasha Pshat in our Gemara, the Braise finds a case where Elisha should have been Ma'abres Hashanah because of the problems of Aviv, that the Tvua is not ripe. Aviv usually is not enough of a Svar Mitzad Atzmai. So to answer that question, we have three possible terutim. We have Taisus's Teretz, that there was also a problem of Peres Ilan. We have the Teretz of Bar Meshulam, that together with Aviv, there was the sad of Gdiyam and Tlaim. That teretz doesn't work, L'das HaRambam L'shitasai. And we have the teretz of the Merkavas HaMishnah L'das HaRambam, that the Aviv Mitzad Atzmai is like a tzairich, like any other tzairich of Drachim and Ksharim, and b'makam that, we have the din of Ein Ma'abres Hashanah B'Shnei Ra'avayin. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down a din, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abres Hashanah L'fnei Reish Hashanah. Bezdin cannot go ahead even before Rosh Hashanah and be Ma'aber the following year. And Rashi is Masber, why not? Mipnei sheyed shikcha bedavar kaidim sheyagia umezalzali b'chametz. If Bezdin is going to be Ma'aber the Shana so much in advance, even before Rosh Hashanah, so by the time Adar comes around, people will forget, and they'll come to be mezalzal b'chametz because they'll think that the first month is really Nisan, and then afterwards, in reality, the next month is Nisan, and they won't realize that it's Pesach. That's the Mahalach of Rashi. Now, Reb Itzel Aponovitcher, in the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak, brings down the Torah's Kehanim and Parshas Emor, Parshas Ates, that's Mashma, not like Rashi, and that this din is a din Medaraisa. And the Lashon of the Torah's Kehanim over there is, Mishana Lechavrta Yochol Teheimu Uberes, Tamad Loimar Oysom. The Teres Kahanim is learning out from a drasha, from an extra word, that if you're Ma'abra the Shana, Mishana Lechavrata, that it's not Chal. And the Zecher Yitzchak is Mazber, the Gedra of this din, because Bezdin, through their Amira, make that it should be Chal, that this year has an extra Chaydish. That could only be done when the year is Ba'ilam. After Rosh Hashanah passes, and we're already holding in the Zman of this year, Bezdin could be meichel with their dibor that this year is meant to have another Chaydish. But before Rosh Hashanah, where the year is not Ba'alim yet, Beis Din cannot make that there should be Chal, that in the future coming year, that year should have an extra Chaydish. So Hayyaytzei, that we have two ways to understand this halacha of Ein Ma'abin Es Hashanah. The Firashi, it's a din midrabanan, so that they shouldn't come Lidei Shikcha, and the Teres Kehanim is Mavur, that it's a din midar raisa, that the Ibor cannot be Chal before the year comes. Now, there's a major machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, how to understand the inyan of the Ibur Hashana that go on Bizmanenu. Because Be'etzem, this is something that's really Tzarech Biur. Bizmanenu, that we don't have a Bezdin who's Makadish to Chaydish and that has a Kayach to be Ma'abr the Shanim. So how do we have a Cheshbin and a Luach with different Chadashim being Malay and Chaser and different years being Pshutais and Me'ubarais? So the Rambam is Mayrich in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, and then again in Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydish Perek Hei. V'zel Hashayin HaRambam over there in Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydish Perek Hei Halacha Beis. V'davar Zeh Halacha L'Meshim Yisinai Hu. This is Halacha L'Meshim Yisinai Shebizman Sheyesh Sanhedrin Koyvin Al Hara'iyah. U'bizman She'ein Shom Sanhedrin Koyvin Al Cheshbin Zu She'anu Mechashbin Bayi Hayoyim Ve'ein Nizkakin L'Ra'iyah. This that we go according to the Cheshbainis that we have in our Luchais, that's Halacha L'Meshim in Sinai, the Bizman She'ein Shom Sanhedrin, that we go according to Cheshbin and we don't go according to Re'iyah. Now, the Rambam is Maisif, a very important Akuda, that this Halacha L'Meshim in Sinai, which tells us that we don't need to be Makadosh Al Pi Re'iyah and we can do it Al Pi Cheshbin, that's really the only Chilek that takes place now that there's no Sanhedrin. But the Ikar Halacha, that Ibur Hashanah and Kaviyas Chadashim have to be done in Eretz Yisrael specifically, that remains even Bizmanenu. And Dr. Rambam, Vizel Hashaynai, in Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydish, Perakei, Halacha Yud Gimel, Zeh She'anu Mechashvin Bizman HaZeh, Kol Echad Ve'echad Be'irai, Ve'aymrin, Sheresh Chaydish Yem Pleini, V'yam Tov V'yam Pleini, this that people in Chutz La'aretz, Kol Echad Ve'echad Be'irai, can make a Cheshbin Bizmanenu and say that a specific day is Resh Chaydish and a specific day is Yantif, Loi b'cheshbin shalonu anu kaivin, v'loi alav anu saimchin. Really, we have no right to be saimich on our cheshbainis, which we're making in Chutz La'aretz. She'ein ma'abrim shanim, v'kaivin chadashim, v'chutz La'aretz. This halacha that we can't be ma'abr the shanim, kavei chaydish in Chutz La'aretz, that remains, even bizman that there's no Sanhedrin. The only difference between when there is a Sanhedrin and when there's no Sanhedrin is whether it's al pi re'iyah or al pi cheshbin. But the fact that you cannot be kavei the chadashim and the shanim in Chutz La'aretz, that's true even bizmanenu. So how does it work? Zok der Rambam, Ein anu saimchin, Ela al cheshbin b'nei Eretz Yisrael v'kviyasam. Really, we're being saimach on the cheshbainas which are made, ayidei the b'nei Eretz Yisrael. V'zesha anu mechashbin, if you see people in Chutz La'aretz making a cheshbin, that's only legale sadavr b'vadu, that's just to be mevar and to be megale, kivan shanu yoidem shal cheshbin ze, hein saimchin, because we know which cheshbin the Bnei Eretz Yisrael use, so we can also make the same cheshbin so that we could learn from there which cheshbin the Bnei Eretz Yisrael actually made. But the actual kviyas is not made ayidei our cheshbin; it has to be made ayidei cheshbin, which is nischashiv ayidei the yidin in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam summarizes again to clarify. V'zel l'shayne sham, u'bekviyas b'nei Eretz Yisrael, oisai hu sheyirei shechaydash ayamtif. Loi m'bnei cheshbin sh'anu m'chashvin. This is a maritik echidish. The kviyas, even bizmanenu, of reish chaydash and yamtif, is only because we're being samech on the kviyas of b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Our cheshbinis in Chutz La'aretz are just so that we can know what the b'nei Eretz Yisrael probably said, because we know which system they're working with. But the actual kviyas is made specifically ayidei B'nei Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is Maisif, another very important akuda. Says the Rambam, Ani Oisif l'chabior, Ilu efshar derech mashal, Shebnei Eretz Yisrael, Ye'odru me'Eretz Yisrael. What would be if Chas V'Shalom there'd be a point where there'd be no Yidden left in Eretz Yisrael? And the Rambam speaks out, Chalila l'kel me'asoizais, Chalila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should ever do such a thing, Ki hu hivtiach, Shalayim cha'isis ha'uma mikol v'kol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavtiach that such a thing would never happen. Says the Rambam, though, however, theoretically, if such a thing would happen, v'lo yisham bezin, and there would be no bezin in Eretz Yisrael, Hine cheshbeinenu ze lo yo'ilenu az klum b'shum panim. Our cheshbeinus, which we make in Chutz La'aretz, wouldn't help us at all. Lefi she'ein lanu rishus she'nechashev b'chutz la'aretz u'ne'aber shanim v'nikve chadashim ki mitzion teitzei seira u'dvar Hashem mirushalayim. Ad kan l'shainai of the Rambam. Comes out from the Rambam of Murray d'kechidish that be'emes, not that much has changed since the time of Sanhedrin till Zmanenu. Just like Bizman Sanhedrin, Bezdin had to be Kaveya the Chadashim and be Ma'abra the Shanim, so too Bizmanenu, Bezdin has to be Kaveya the Chadashim and Ma'abra the Shanim. Just like Bizman Sanhedrin, that could only be done in Eretz Yisrael, so too Bizmanenu, that could only be done by Eretz Yisrael. The only nafkamina is, on the basis of what does Bezdin Kaveya the Chadash or be Ma'abra the Shanim? In the times of the Sanhedrin, they're Kaveya the Chadashim and Ma'abra the Shanim al Piri'iya. And Bizmanenu, it's done al pi cheshben. But al kapanim, it also has to be done ayidei bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's an important point to speak out. The lechayre bizmanenu, we don't have a bezdin bechlal because there's no smuchim bizmanenu. So how can we say that nekuda did not change? So the Avnei Nezer in Arachayim Simon Shin Yud Aleph brings down b'shem the tshuvas of Maharal Bach that he asks this question and he answers al pi the Rambam l'shitasei. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, Nirin li advarim, Shem hiskimu kolach hachamim shab Eretz Yisrael, Limnais dayanim velismai chayson, Harei elu smuchen. That even bizmanenu, that we lost the Messiah, ish mi pi ish of smicha, but if kolach hachamim shab Eretz Yisrael would get together, and they would be samech somebody, and they would agree that a specific person could have the mile of smicha, then that would work even bizmanenu. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda is that be'emes you could give smicha only in regards to one specific inyan. Smicha doesn't have to be for everything all at once. Memeila zakta Maharal Bach, avada bizmanenu, whichever chacham in Eretz Yisrael is going to be Isaac in making the luach, there is a haskama of kol hachachamim in Eretz Yisrael that this person should have the right to do so. So it's as if they are seimechim and they agree that he should have the maila of smicha in regards to this inyan of making the cheshbainis of the kviyas hachadoshim and the iburei hashanim. Hayaytzei, so even bizmanenu, the bezdin shaberet Yisrael is ma'abra the shanim, is kaveya the chadoshim, just al pi the cheshbainis and not al pi riyah. That's the shitas harambam in this inyan. However, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel is very strongly chaylik on this sheet of the Rambam. And he has a different mahalach to explain how the Kviyas HaChadoshim and the Iburei HaShanim work bizmanenu. V'zeh l'shaynei. Aval marpei ha-koshi ha-gadol hazehu, the refuah for this koshi is as follows. Sh'Rab Hillel ha-nasi b'nai shal Rab Yehuda ha-nasi sh'tikein cheshben ha-ibur hu kiddush chadoshim v'ibur shanim Haruyan lehis abra lefimin yanai ad sheyave eliyahu zechrayne levracha. That means to say that Rabbi Hillel HaNasi, who made the cheshbainis ahead of time, he was already at that point in advance mekadosh all the future chadashim and ma'aber all the future shanim. Shehu zocher la'toiv ra sheyis batlu hamayados mipnei hefsed asmicha. He saw that if he were to leave it up to every generation and their bezdin and their smuchim, the ma'idus would be in a battle because there is no smicha. K'moishin is battle dine knosis v'chol davar shetzorach mumchin. Like in fact, dine knosis and anything else that needs mumchin was taken as battle. So in order to help that problem, omad v'tikin acheshbin v'kidesh v'ibra v'chadoshim v'shanim ad sheyibana beis hamikdash. So it comes out from the Ramban that he learns it entirely differently than the Rambam. That be'emes bizmanenu, there is no Kviyas HaChadoshim going on, and there's no Ibra HaShanim going on. All the Chadoshim and the Shanim are Mekudish and Me'uber way in advance from the time of Rabbi Hillel HaNasi. So this is the Machlaikis, the Rambam, and the Ramban. Now this brings us to our sugya. Because in our sugya we have a halacha, Eim Ra'abin es HaShanah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. You can never make Ibra HaShanah before Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im Ebruha Einem Me'uberes. And even b'di'evet, it's not chal. So the chayre, our gemara, is a raya brura k'neged Ramban, and the chayre, a smach to the Rambam. If you cannot be ma'abra any shanim in advance, How could the Ramban say that Rabbi Hillel HaNasi was ma'abr all the shanim in advance, thousands of years ahead of time? The halacha is, ein ma'abr nes hashana l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot do it before Rosh Hashanah. The fi, the Rambam is good. The Rambam holds that be'emes even bezmanenu, every time that there's an Ibur Hashanah, it's happening that year. I'll pi the cheshbin of the Bezen Sheberet Yisrael. But the fi, the Ramban, this is very, very shver. So the Ramban himself asked the kash on himself over there in Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel. And the Ramban answers, because the halacha in our Gemara of Ein Ma'abrinas Hashanah Lefnei Rish Hashanah, that's not a din midaraisa, that's a din midarabanan. And he's masbir like Rashi is masbir, that because it was unusual for Bezin to be Ma'abr the Shana so much in advance, there was a chshash that as the year went along, people would forget about it, and they would come to be Mazalzal and Lechametz. Zog the Ramban, because this is only a din midarabanan, it reached a point where Rabbi Hillel HaNasi realized that be'emes, it makes more sense to reverse the entire system. V'zel ha'shein ha'ramban sham, aval kivan sh'ro'a ha'chacham ha'nizkar b'zmanoi, because that chacham, Rabbi Hillel HaNasi, in his times he saw, bitul ha'moyadois l'gamri im lo yase ha'kivu'ahu, that if he's not going to make this luach kavua, all the mayadis will be b'nisbatul l'gamri, v'ro'a tikun ha'chol b'chesh ben hazeh, ein makdim v'ein ma'acher, and he saw that with his cheshbon, everything will come out perfectly, exactly on time. V'shahadavar yoyser muskem u'mekubal al ha'om, b'datam ha'moyedais b'kvios me'ein shibush v'shinoi. And the emes is that this is more muskem and mekubal on everybody, now that they know that everything's going to be kavua, without any mistakes, and without anything changing. Everything is mesuder from years in advance. Therefore, it's a bigger tikkun to do it that way, and Omad Vekidish Chadashim Vibra Ashanim Kulam Lefia Cheshbin Bebezdanahu Hasamuch Uve Eretz Hanivcheres Karoi. Therefore, he stood up, he was a Samuch, he was an Eretz Yisrael, and he was Mekadish Chadashim and Ma'abr Dashanim, everything ahead of time, and Adarabba, this is the more proper way of doing it. That's the Mahalach of the Ramban to answer how Rabbi Hillel HaNasi was able to do it, because the Din Darabbanan didn't apply. So this works very well according to the Shita that Enachanami, the din in our Gemara, is midrabanan, like the Shita of Rashi. But the Fila Teres Kehanim that says that it's a din da'iraisa, that you can't be ma'abre the shanim, meshana l'chavrta, the Fila that mahalach, the Chayr Be'achrech, we're going to have to say, like the mahalach of the Rambam, that Enachanami, even bezmanenu, we are ma'abre the shanim each year and kol dar v'dar. Just it's not done in the system of Re'iyah, but rather it's done through the system of Alpi Cheshbin, like the Halacha L'Meshech Sinai, like the Rambam explained. And could even be that this is the makar to the Rambam, why the Rambam didn't want to learn like the Ramban. Because the Rambam doesn't hold like the Ramban, that this Halacha is only a Din D'Rabbanan, which can be changed according to the Tzairach. Rather, he may have held like the Tzairach's Kehanim, that's a Din D'Raisa. So we can never, Minat Torah, be Ma'abra the Shanim ahead of time. Be'achreach, we're ma'abr the shanim even bizmanenu, just as done with a different mahalach, not al pi re'iyah, but al pi cheshbon. Ad kan this shtickle. And now let's go weiter, me'inyan le'inyan ba'aysa inyan. The Braisa says another memra, aval mepnei adchak, ma'abr n'aysa acharei shashana miyad. In a situation of dchak, like Rashi is mazmer because we're chayshish, maybe later on there won't be a bez din mufla, or maybe the Melech Adayim is going to be Ma'akiv, we can be Ma'abra the Shana, Acha Reish Shana Miyad. Now the Pashup Pshat in the Gemara Avada is that the actual Chalais Ibur can only be done after Reish Shana. Even in a case of Mipnei Adchak, you can be Ma'abra the Shana after Reish Shana Miyad, but Avada not before. What's the Chiddush in this that you can be Ma'abra after Reish Shana? So the Rambam is Masbir in Hilchas Kiddush HaChaydish Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel, that in a usual Shana Mu'uberes, they're not Ma'abr the Shana until Adar Rishon. Only Mipnei Adchak, they can be Makdim and do it Achrei Reish Hashana Miyad. But to do it before Reish Hashana, that Avada is impossible, even Mipnei Adchak, Ve'imibrua Einu Mu'uberes. And that's the Pashup Shat in this Braisa. However, the Achreinim are Medayik in Rashi, that he is Moitzi the Braisa Midei Pshutai, and he learns it differently. Rashi's lashon b'divrei Maschil aval mepnei adchak is ma'abrin oisa u'maydian legoila achar Reish Hashanah miyad she'ibarnuha, And the mashmaus of Rashi is that we can be ma'abra the Shana even before Rosh Hashanah. Just we won't be ma'idia l'gayla until after Rosh Hashanah. So when the Braisa says, Avu mipnei adchak ma'abra n'oisa achar Rosh Hashanah miyad, doesn't really mean that the Ibor is done after Rosh Hashanah. The Ibor avad can be done before Rosh Hashanah. Just to be ma'idia to the Olam, that can only happen after Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam, however, says Mefurish not like that. The Rambam that we quoted in Perek Dal Halacha Yud Gimel says that even mipnei adchak, that's only a heter to be ma'abra the shana acharei Rosh Hashanah. But if you can do it before Rosh Hashanah, it's einam uberes ba'amir azu, even mipnei hadchak. Ayin b'zecher Yitzchak, Simin Yud Aleph, and the Einayim l'mishpat, and others that are medayik this dig from Rashi, that he disagrees with the Rambam. And the Biram Achleikis works very well with what we said previously. Rashi l'shitase that he holds that this whole halacha of Eim Ma'abrinas Hashanah l'fnei Rosh Hashanah is just a din midrabanan, because people are going to come to be mezalz l'b'chametz, so it's understandable that Rashi should hold that the ikar inyan of this din d'rabanan is not to be ma'idia l'rabim. Could be, but makom where it's not b'pnei adchak, they're metakan that you shouldn't even be ma'abrit b'chlal l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. But akapanim b'makom adchak, you could actually be ma'abrit l'fnei Rosh Hashanah and just be ma'idia miyad acharei Rosh Hashanah. Because there's no din d'araisa not to be ma'abrit l'shanah l'fnei Rosh Hashanah, it's just a takana d'rabanan. B'makom adchak, they were mekel, as long as the haidah is done after Rosh Hashanah. However, the Rambam, we said, l'chayre, alpi pashtus, could learn like the Torah's Kehanim, that holds that it's a din d'araisa not to be ma'abra the shana l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. Like the Zecher Yitzchak was masbir, that it's not chal b'chlal, an amira of shana zumu uberes, calls man the shana z'ena ba'ilam. So therefore, even b'shasat chak, it's impossible to change that nakuda. If you're ma'abra l'fnei Rosh Hashanah, it's not going to be chal b'chlal. The most mipnei adchak could do is only make that you could do it miyad acharei Rosh Hashanah, and you shouldn't have to be ma'acharit, so that the Yidin shouldn't be mezalz b'chametz. But b'fnei Rosh Hashanah, even b'fnei adchak, is not shaykh b'chlal l'shitas harambam. Ad kan this nakuda. And now let's go even weiter me'inyan le'inyan b'aysay inyan. The Gemara later brings a braisa that he cannot be ma'aber sholei shanim zu achar zu. Rashi in his first pshat learns that that means that you cannot make 3 consecutive years to be shanim mu'ubarais. Reb Shimon argues, Amar Reb Shimon, Ma'isa b'Reb Akiva, Shayachavosh b'veis asurim, v'iber shalosh shanim, zu achar zu. So the Chachamim answer to Reb Shimon, Amar Loi, Misham Raya, Bezdin yashvu v'kavu, achas achas bizmana. What happened over there was that Bezdin were yashiv and kaveya, achas achas bizmana. So what does that mean? So Rashi is masbir that the Chachamim are saying 2 nekudas. First of all, it wasn't really Shalosh Shanim Beretzifus. They were Achas Achas. They were separate years. Va'oid, Teich Dvareim, the Chachamim are saying, Bezdin Yashvu V'Kavu Achas Achas Bezmana, to say that the Kvius and the Ibra Shana didn't really happen in advance, because Yubemis cannot be Ma'abra Shanim so far in advance. But what happened was, they were just Ma'ayin, and they sat with Rabbi Kiva, which was a Chacham Gadol, and they thought through the cheshbonis about being ma'abra the future shanim. But the actual kvius and the actual ibra shana, that happened kol shana v'shana by itself. Now, Rashi is ma'isif. How could it be that the Chacham and Rabbi Kiva even did the chishuvim and did the different cheshbonis so far ahead of time? So Rashi, because the ha'amrinan mipnei adchak chashuvi mechashvinan giluye le'megalinan. Rashi is quoting the Gemara earlier that says, Chishuvim Mechashvi, that you can make the Chishuvim ahead of time. And Rashi says, and that's specifically because it's Mipnei Hadchak. So the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Dalet, Ois Lamed, is Medayik from this Rashi, that even the Cheshbainis, even though Bezin is not actually holding by actually doing the Ibor, the Cheshbainis themselves cannot be done in advance before Rosh Hashanah, unless it's mipnei adchak. So the cheshbainis themselves are included in the iser, and just mipnei adchak, it's mutter to do the cheshbainis before Rosh Hashanah and even 3 years in advance, like it's mevor in this braisa. However, Zakhtar Michas Chinuch, the Rambam is mevor not like that. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says a clear cut statement. Yesh lebezdin lechashiv veleida eiza shanati amuberes b'chol eiz sheyirtza afilu kamashanim. Bezdin can make cheshbonis even many years ahead of time. When it comes to actually being ma'abr the shana, there, zok the Rambam, ein oimrim shana plainim uberes ala acharish shana. And then he says, and that itself is also only mipnei etchak, because when it's not mipnei etchak, you have to wait until Adar, like we spoke about earlier. So the Rambam's lashon is clear that the chishuvim aren't bechlal the isra in the first place, and even without the het of mipnei etchak, the chishuvim can be done many years in advance. It's only the actual ibur that's bechlal the din that you can't be ma'abar the shanim lefnei Rish Hashanah, and even after Rish Hashanah, you can only do it mipnei hadchak. Now the Menchas Chinuch is not mazber the bir hamachlekes. But al pi kol hanal l'chayre we could be mazber as follows. Lefi Rashi, the ikra halacha of ema abrines hashana lefnei Rish Hashanah is all a din d'rabbanan, so that bnei Yisrael shouldn't be mezalzel b'chametz. Memel, it's understandable that this din d'rabbanan was said in regards to the entire process of ibur hashanah. The process starts with being naisav and naisin and making cheshbainis and being ma'ayin in the inyan. That entire process should be done in Rabbanan only later on, so that it shouldn't reach a point where Bnei Yisrael would be mezalzel b'chametz. Although some provisions were made for Shas Hadchak, but the Ikar Takana is for the entire process, including the Chishuvim. However, in the Rambam we said that Be'emes, the Ikar Halacha of Eim Avernes Hashanah Lefnei Rish Hashanah is a Dinda Raisa. And like the Zecher Yitzchak is Masber, because the Amira, which is Mechel Echalois Shana Mu'uberes, can't work, because Man the Shana isn't Ba'ilam, and it can't work Bifnei Rish Hashanah. Now, although it's also true that Lechatchila, when it's not Mipnei Etchak, the din is that it shouldn't even be done Acher Rish Hashanah, we should wait until Adar Risha, like the Rambam is Masber, and that's the Chayr Be'achreach, just a din Midrabanan, because of a Gzeira, so that they shouldn't be mezalzel b'chametz. That we have to say, that's a tesefes on the Ikar Din Daraisa. Once there's a halacha that the Maisa Ibor has to be done after Rish Hashanah, the Chacham were Maisef and said it should even be done later because of Chashash Midrabanan. But the Ikar halacha is based on this Din Daraisa that the Maisa Ibor has to be done at a time when the Shana is already Ba'ilam. If that's the Yisoid of Eima Abrinas Hashanah, that the Maisa Ibor has to be done at a time that it's Ba'ilam, so Avada, that only applies for the actual Ibor. But for the Chishuvim, and for the Ion that Bezdin thinks between themselves, if they should be Ma'abar the Shana, or they shouldn't be Ma'abar the Shana, that Ikar Halacha doesn't apply B'chlal. So the entire Ikar Hadin of doing it after Rish Hashanah is not going on the Chishuvim. Mimele, it follows that so too the Dinder Abanan, that it should be done as close to Pesach as possible, being that that's only ha'isafa on the Ikar Din D'Araisa, which is a din on the Ibor and not a din on the Chishuvim. That din D'Rabbanan is also only on the actual Ibor and not on the Chishuvim. But the Chishuvim can even the Chatchila, even Shalei B'Shas Adchak, be done even before Rish Hashanah and even many years in advance. That's the Chayre, the Bir HaMachlekes, between Rashi and the Rambam in this Nekuda. Hayyotze, to summarize, in this halacha of the Gemara of Eima Abrinas Hashanah Lefnei Rish Hashanah, we have two mahalchim how to understand where this din comes from. Rashi in our sugya and in the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, they say that it's just a din midrabanan because of a chshash that maybe it's going to lead to tshikcha and they're going to be mezalzel be'isr chametz. However, the Tiras Kayanim brought down in the Zecher Yitzchak is mevor that it's a din da'iraisa, and the Zecher Yitzchak is mazber because the chalois shana muberes could only be chal ayidei the amir of Bezdin once the shana is ba'ilam. And we have three places in the Rambam where the chayr of the Rambam indicates that he goes with the shita of the Teres Kehanim and not with the shita of the Ramban and Rashi. One is based on the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban and say for a mitzvah, mitzvah kufnum gimel, where the Ramban says that the inyan of Ein Ma'abrim Es Hashanah, Lefnei Rish Hashanah is only with the Rabbanan, which is why when Rav Hillel HaNasi saw that it would be a better tikkun ha'olam to be Mekadosh HaKadoshim and Ma'abra Hashanim in advance, that's why he changed the halacha, and Bizmanenu, we go with all the Kiddushei HaChaydesh and the Iburi HaShana, which Rav Hillel HaNasi did, so many years ago. The Rambam disagrees with that. The Rambam holds that even Bezmanenu it's Chal and Ibra Hashana each time through the Cheshbainis that the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael do. The fact that he disagrees with the Ramban indicates that he holds it's a din d'oraisa and it's not possible to revoke that din and do anything in advance. That's one place we see it in the Rambam. The second place we see it in the Rambam is from the fact that he holds that even b'makam adchak, you can never be ma'abra Hashana lefnei Reish Hashana. You can do it immediately after Reish Hashana and you don't have to wait for Chaydash Adar Rishayin, but to do it lefnei Reish Hashana, that's impossible even idei adchak, which is mashma and Rashi not like that. That again is mashma because the Rambam holds that it's a din d'oraisa and it's not possible to go against that even b'nei adchak. Rashi obviously is l'shitasai that it's only the Rabbanan and it is possible. The third indication in the Rambam is the machlekes, the Rambam and Rashi as pointed out in the Menachas Chinuch whether or not there's a takana that the chishuvim also have to be done after Rosh Hashanah. The fi Rashi that the chishuvim have to be done after Rosh Hashanah, that stems with his mahalach that it's a din d'rabbanan. Whereas according to Rambam, that he holds that there's no takana in regards to the chishuvim, the halacha only applies to the ibor itself, that indicates that it's a din d'oraisa, like the Zecher Yitzchak is masbir, that the chalais ibor Hashanah cannot be chal until Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it applies only to the ibor Hashanah and not to the chishuvim that precede the ibor Hashanah. Ad kan this shikol Torah to be yoyre to the oimik of the din of a ma'abinus Hashanah lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Unfortunately, there's no time left to be ma'irich on the rest of the daf. So this is the end of the shir of Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.